The NBA's version of the Final Four, the conference finals, began this weekend. The defending champion Los Angeles Lakers easily won Game 1 over the San Antonio Spurs in the West. The Philadelphia 76ers and Milwaukee Bucks each survived a Game 7 yesterday to reach the Eastern Finals. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Morning, Madeline.
So the favorites are playing out West, but the East certainly supplied the most excitement over the weekend, didn't it?
No question about it. You know, out in the West, you have undoubtedly the two best teams in basketball in the Lakers and Spurs. But in the East, everybody's about the same. And that's why both semifinal series came down to those seventh games yesterday. You had the Bucks and the Charlotte Hornets in the non-glamour series playing almost the warm-up game, with the Bucks winning to get to the conference finals for the first time in 1985. And then in the glamour series, you had the 76ers with Allen Iverson versus the Toronto Raptors with Vince Carter, and it came down to one last shot, Carter missing at the buzzer, so the 76ers survived, but it easily could have gone either way.
Yeah, now there's some controversy surrounding Carter's decision to attend his college graduation in North Carolina yesterday before the game.
Right. Vince Carter left North Carolina as a junior in 1998. He completed his degree requirements this year, and graduation in Chapel Hill was yesterday. He decided to charter a plane and be at graduation yesterday morning, even though his team was playing the most important game of his career and the most important game in Toronto history yesterday. He then proceeded to shoot 6-for-18 in the game. Now, Allen Iverson, who didn't go to any graduation and probably won't anytime soon, was 8-for-27. So was it the airplane, was it the fatigue, or was it just good defense? But this is a question Carter will have to answer for a long time, because clearly this was a huge game. He could have attended a graduation ceremony in December or another time, and he chose to be in Chapel Hill instead of doing everything he could to prepare for the game.
But either way, Carter versus Iverson, it was great theater right to the end.
Oh, it really was. It was the game took about 9 hours to play with all the commercials and timeouts, but it really was a wonderful back and forth basketball throughout the seven game series, with Carter scoring 50 in one game, then Iverson 52 in another game. And as I said, it came down to that one last shot.
And out West, the Lakers have looked unbeatable so far. Do you think they are?
Well, they've won 8 straight playoff games and 16 games in a row. During the regular season, Kobe Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal, their two superstars, weren't speaking to each other, and everybody said, oh, the Lakers are done. They can't defend their title. Now they seem to be buddies again. They seem to both understand this is the time of year when you put aside selfishness for the sake of the team. And as I said, they've won all 8 games. San Antonio had the best record in the regular season, but they lost a key player, Derek Anderson, in the last round. And I don't see them, or frankly anybody, beating the Lakers.
Now, all this drama, we add to the draft lottery yesterday, and Michael Jordan's Washington Wizards have the number one pick in next month's draft. Is that significant?
Well, it's significant in the sense that the Wizards have been the most unlucky franchise in sports for most of the last 15 years. They finally got a lucky break, but they get it at a time when picking the number one pick is almost like picking a lottery number, because so many kids are coming out of college early or not going to college at all that we don't know for certain who the best player is anymore. It's likely, Madeline, that 3 of the first 5 players in this draft will be high school seniors. That means you're rolling the dice when you make that sort of pick.
Thank you, John.
Bye, Madeline.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of The Last Amateurs, Playing for Glory and Honor in Division I College Basketball.